about our neighboring countries? Why do we rely on The Guardian or the BBC to bring us news about countries that are a couple of hundred kilometers away from our border? And that's the question I really want to ask. I want to put the onus back on the Global South and ask, you know, as we rise to levels of greater economic prosperity, there comes a responsibility also to report on the world, to cast and share our perspective, the Global South's perspective, on many of these wars, and to stop, you know, criticizing Western media and Western nations for not caring enough.
Anjan Sundaram, can you talk about your decision to go to the Democratic Republic of Congo and also in explaining what's happening there, how that links to the piece that you wrote about the brutal dictator, Paul Kagame? Your headline, "He's a brutal dictator, one of the West's best friends."
Absolutely. So when I showed up in the Congo, this was about 15 years ago, I was studying mathematics at Yale University. I had a job at Goldman Sachs to work as a mathematician there. And I opened the newspaper one day at lunchtime, and I turned to the middle of the newspaper, bottom of the page, there was a little story about how 4 million people back then had been killed in the Congo War. And it struck me how that little story wasn't on the front page. 4 million people, that's a huge number. And from there, I began to, you know, research and understand more about the war in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And when I was paying my final bill at Yale, the cashier happened to be from Congo. And I ended up staying with her in-laws in Kinshasa, the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And from there, from this inside perspective, living with a local family, instead of living in a hotel, I began to report on the country. I bought a one-way ticket to Kinshasa, lived with that family, and began to report on the country. And it was, for me, a remarkable education in journalism, because every day the stories that I published for the Associated Press, for whom I became a stringer, and this whole experience I recount in my first book, my first memoir, Stringer, A Reporter's Journey in the Congo. Every day the news that I published, you know, was then criticized by my neighbors on the street. I would go and drink beer with them or buy, you know, cell phone credit in the evenings, and they would, you know, scold me and tell me how my reporting was helping or hurting their country and holding me accountable at a street level, which is a rare experience as an international reporter. Usually we find ourselves living in, you know, nice hotels, dining with local politicians and, you know, the elite of the country. And here I was being held accountable by, you know, very ordinary, very middle class, lower middle class people who are living almost in, you know, conditions akin to a slum. And that was a particular, you know, experience of reporting and education. That's how I learned about, you know, international reporting. From the Congo, I then moved to Rwanda, the subject of my recent New York Times article. I went to Rwanda to teach a class of about a dozen Rwandan reporters, and they were taken out by the government and by the president, Paul Kagame, one by one. So a colleague was shot dead on the same day he criticized the president. I showed up at his funeral, and his wife was holding their little infant child. And very few journalists dared even to come to that funeral because they were scared of being associated with him. And, you know,
Anjan, I hate to say this, but we have 30 seconds, so I want to give you a chance to wrap up. But we're going to continue this conversation after the show and post it at democracynow.org. Your final comments on this.
Sure. So, you know, my report and my book, Bad News, Last Journalists in a Dictatorship, that's my second book, is about how President Paul Kagame shut down the press in Rwanda. You know, not only my class, but the press in the country. And it describes the journey a country goes through as it's being silenced and as dictatorship and authoritarianism takes hold, a process that we're seeing in many countries around the world, not just in Rwanda today.
Anjan Sundaram, award-winning journalist and author of the latest book, Breakup, A Marriage in Wartime. We're going to do part two at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Nirmin Sheth.
Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Everybody ready? Mm-hmm. Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to episode number 2322 of Whiskey Before Breakfast, or The Roots Program, depending on where you are listening. I am Mando Richard, and I've got a show lined up for you that I think you will enjoy a ton. Are you ready? Okay, let's get started with our liquored up set, and we'll close down with a gospel set, and in between, we'll hear lots of great music, including what Woody Snyder has picked out. Liquored Up Set's going to start off with two songs that have got the same title, but they're very different songs. They're both called Must Be the Whiskey. The first one's from Chip Taylor and Gary Rodriguez. Thanks for tuning in.
Must be the whiskey. Look what we just done. Must be the midnight
covering the sun.
Must be the violin.
Oh, that thing that you can bring me. Must be the whiskey. Must be the cold bridge from Alberta through your hair. Must be the devil.
Must be the mountain
rolling right through Canmore to the sea. Must be the whiskey. A kick in the head,
and it's oh honey, let your hair hang down, let your hair hang down, shake it all around, shake it all around,
put your whole self in,
put your whole self in,
and shake it all again. Must be the whiskey, I can't catch my breath. Must be the
full moon,
full moon,
what scares me half to death.
Must be the violin.
And the light show in Edmonton's killing me. Must be the whiskey. Must be the cool breeze from Alberta through your hair. Must be the devil.
She up and put your hair.
Must be the mountain.
Must be the whiskey.
not going crazy, but lately my head and my heart seem to be at least a million miles apart. And my heart says to love you, my head says to run. It's like my heart is too afraid to tell my head what it's done. I know that it can never be the way it was, even though you'll be the death of me. I can't give you up. Too much is not enough. It's not the love, it's not the lust that grips me. Must be the whiskey. I've been drinking to remember and drinking to forget. I got I love you on my mind. I got Jim Beam on my breath, and loneliness has got the rest. I've got nothing left within me. Must be the whiskey. Thoughts in my head are a whirlwind of a world of a million regrets. All the things I should have done, all the things I should have said, all the pain that comes with hating the mess you've made of yourself. I know I'm chasing rainbows, thinking I could make it work, but the fact is that my actions speak louder than my words, and it only makes it worse. Thinking of her, thinking she'll forgive me. It must be the whiskey. Drinking to remember and drinking to forget. I got I love you on my mind. I got Jim Beam on my breath, and loneliness has got the rest. I've got nothing left within me. It must be the whiskey.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Roland Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
This old honky-tonk, smoke-filled loser's courtroom is where my conscience found me guilty long ago. So bartender, if you don't mind, pour the wine before it's time, 'cause tonight I'm going to the gallows. Yes, tonight I'll lay my heart to rest till her memory lets me go. Tonight I'm going to the gallows with Ernest and Julio. Bartender, for tonight you are my hangman. I'll be swinging where my boots won't reach the ground. while I help you tie the vine around my redneck one more time. Tonight I'm going to the gallows. Yes, tonight I'll lay my heart to rest till her memory lets me go. Tonight I'm going to the gallows with Ernest and Julio. Yes, tonight I'll lay my heart to rest till her memory lets me go.
Lemon juice and ice, orange slice and gin is nice.
Make mine a double, make mine a double.
Bacardi kind of weather calls for grenadine and lime. Add some rum and I'm so much fun.
Make mine a double, make mine a double.
Manhattan, you know I love vermouth. Whiskey and bitters just give me the quivers.
Make mine a double, make mine a double.
A daiquiri a day, it keeps my abstinence at bay. Daiquiri, daiquiri, bobacri, banana, banana, bobacri.
Make mine a double, make mine a double.
Pursuit of fruit is such a hoot.
Make mine a double, make mine a double.
Of Mary's, two olive sores, radish and Worcestershire, vodka and celery, and set it down here.
Make mine a double, make mine a double.
I want a teeny weeny meeny martini to see me through the end. Two shots of gin splains the shape I'm in.
Make mine a double, make mine a double. Make mine a double.
So much for having tuned in to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program, depending on whether you are located in Pittsburgh or West Virginia or Eastern Pennsylvania or Tennessee or Michigan or wherever you might be. Thank you so much for having tuned in. You're listening to a track from Bela Fleck's 2021 record, My Bluegrass Heart. This one is called Sour Grapes. with Michael Clune on the fiddle, Sierra Hall and Dominic Leslie on the mandolins, Cody Kilby on the guitar, and Paul Coward on the bass. And this will be our musical bed while I tell you about our opening set of music, the Liquored Up set of music. We open up with Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez doing Chip's song, Must Be the Whiskey. And I played that from a 2010 record called The New By and By, the best of the train wreck years. Then we heard a song of the same name by Cody Jinks, Must Be the Whiskey, from his 2018 record, Lifers. Then after the PSA, you heard from Charlie Louvin, Tonight I'm Going to the Gallows. And I play that from a 1999 record called Charlie Louvin First Generation. And then a fun thing from 805 Jive, Make Mine a Double, from their 2017 record, Swing Set. Okay, buckle up your seatbelts, because coming up next is Woody Snyder and the music he's picked out. I think Woody has something he wants to say to us. Hey, Woody.
Hey there, Mando Richard. I've got a few good ideas, I think.
You've got some great songs for us to share with the listeners. Thank you so much for joining me here on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Roots program.
It's a true pleasure to do that, and I think our listeners will be happy about it, too, I would say.
First thing you've picked out is a song that it's been a while since you've picked this one out, but it's from a band that not a lot of people listen to, even in the bluegrass community, the Bluegrass Patriots.
Well, you're right. The Bluegrass Patriots, they're pretty rare, but I think they have great musicians, and I like the song Wild, Wild Rose.
Thank you. boys will see she'll leave the summer night we met. You were 10 and 17, oh, how could I forget? When every star from near and far was watching from above, watching two teenagers fall.
Comes time. that it comes time to go. Honey, pack up your fiddle, pack up your bow. If I can't dance with you, then I won't dance at all. I'll just sit this one out with my back to you.
Mrs. Collins wept and moaned. Mrs. Collins wept and moaned to see her son Louis leaving home. Well, the angels laid him away. Angels laid him away. The angels laid him away. laid him 6 feet under the clay. All the angels laid him away. Bob shot once, Louis shot two. Bob shot once, Louis shot two. Shot poor Louis, shot him through and through. The angels laid him away. Friends, ain't it hard? Oh, kind friends, ain't it hard to see poor Louis laid out in the graveyard? Well, the angels laid him away. Angels laid him away. Angels laid him away. Laid him 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid him away. When they heard Louis was dead, when they heard that Louis was dead, all the pretty women, well, they dressed in red. And the angels laid him away. Angels laid him away. The angels laid him away. They laid him 6 feet under the clay. Well, the angels laid him away.
Set of music that Woody Snyder's picked out for us here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program, depending on where you are listening. And before we go any further, I should tell you about our musical bed. It's the second track that I've played today from Bela Fleck's 2021 record, My Bluegrass Heart. And this is the Baptist Pumpkin Farm with Michael Cleveland and Stuart Duncan on the fiddles, Paul Coward on the bass, Colby Kilby, Cody Kilby on the guitar, and Dominic Leslie on the mandolin. What did Woody pick out for that set of music you just heard? The beginning of the set, Woody picked out the Bluegrass Patriots doing Wild Wild Rose from a compilation of their work called Through the Years that came out in 2017. And then you picked out a classic from going back to 2009 from Jesse Winchester,
and Jesse Winchester named a song. It's hard to, it's almost hard to say, but I'm going to speak slowly. Shamalama Dong Ding. Now there's a song title for you that's hard to find, and what a great song title it is. And of course, Jesse Winchester, even though he's no longer with us, but he sure is a great writer of music. And Shamalama Dong Ding. Hard to say over and over again, but still a great song.
That's right, listeners. This is an intelligence test. Can you say Shamaling Dong Ding three times real fast? All right, that's from Jesse Winchester's 2009 record, Love Filling Station. And then you picked out a great cover of a Guy Clark and Sean Camp song as sung by Amanda Cook.
You're right. Magnolia Wind, and it's a beautiful song, and she didn't write the songs, but she has done like three albums, and she's fairly young at this point. And I'm sure we'll hear more from Amanda Cook in the near future, too.
Woody, at our age, everybody is relatively young.
You're right. That's true.
That's from Amanda Cook's 2017 record, Deep Water. And then you picked out a really great version of a traditional song that Brooks Williams gives credit to Mississippi John Hurt for. What'd you pick out?
Well, I picked out Lewis Collins, and Brooks Williams, folk singer and great artist from Georgia. I think he's from Georgia, and Brooks writes most of his music, but this one is not one that he wrote. But Brooks has done, I don't know, 25 albums or so, many, many. And he's a folk singer, and I like that.
Lewis Collins is one of those ballads that's been floating around for a great long time. And I think it's great that Brooks Williams gives credit to Mississippi John Hurt's version on his version of Lewis Collins. That's from his 2010 record, Baby-O, by the way. Woody, those four were great. You've got one more you want to pick. And this man, when I think of the Woody Snyder digital catalog, this is a band I always think of, the Steel Wheels.
Well, you're right. And the Steel Wheels has been one of my long-term favorites. The song is called The Water's Edge. I guess since about 2006 they formed, and I think they've stayed together. And there's only four of them, but the outstanding musicians. And Trent Wegler is the leader of the band. They're from Virginia.
Well, Woody, you talked about the Steel Wheels staying together. Isn't it amazing how we've managed to stay together even though I've moved to Pittsburgh and you're still out there in southeastern Pennsylvania? Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you. And thank you for letting me choose some music. Anytime we have the Steel Wheels on, I think the Steel Wheels is in my catalog. I really like to listen to Steel Wheels. I can just listen to song after song after song from the Steel Wheels.
Yes, you could. Hey, Woody, thanks so much for sharing this music with the folks.
Well, you're certainly welcome.
Okay, thanks again, Woody. And here come the Steel Wheels with Water's Edge, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or The Rich Program.
My mama said I was born to be happy, so I grabbed my shoes in a brown bag sack. Ran on down to Main Street town, and I don't know if I'm ever going back. America sits with freedom ringing, the car horn stopped, the children singing. I ask a question slow and true, what, my friend, does it mean to you? Glazed me, the poet praised me, the CEO just called me lazy. The judge and jury would not be bothered, and the pretty girls all ran and hollered. The beggar man told me to go, then Gypsy Nellie stole the show. She said, go on down to the water's edge, shoes of lead. gypsy. You sent me to die, but I'm feeling tipsy. All my spirit has woke up with just one taste from the holy cup. Saw my queen. Mama, oh mama, she was out by the water's edge. Let me tell you loud and clear what I saw when she appeared. Tramps and vagrants singing songs about living in a basement. Holy water like the mother shine. Be my branches, be my vine. Take my body, take my soul. Rock me sweet and let me in a brown bag sack. Some people tell you they drink to forget. For me, that never was true. I drank to stand up to my problems. Gave me the strength to get through. And drinking became the problem, just one big problem to solve. Some people spend their lives learning to fly. I spend my learning to fall. I'm learning to fall. Learning to fall. The hard part of flying so high. Learning to fall. I had an angel who soared at my side, flying too close to the sun. She had a parachute under her wings. I wasn't carrying one. I was learning to fall. Learning to fall. Hard part of flying so high is learning to fall. And you don't get used to it. It hurts when you fall. You just refuse to quit. And then you get back up. That's all. To fall, learning to fall. The hard part of flying so high is learning to fall, learning to fall, learning to fall. The hard part of flying so high is learning to fall. Hard part of flying so high is learning to fall.
You're going home. can to get to higher ground. Pulling's easy, it's the landing that's harder, maybe. Landing's easy, it's the getting up that's harder, maybe. Getting up is easy, but first steps are hard. Say you'll be late, but he meets you at the gate, and your father's face holds all the memories of this place there, and your mother's smile. Well, it's been a while since you were her child, 'cause you've gone miles and miles and miles. Falling's easy, it's the landing that's harder, maybe. Landing's easy, it's the getting up that's harder, maybe. Getting up is easy, but the first steps are hard. Disappear into cigarettes and beer. There, disappointment thick and clear. And how do you begin when you have to pretend that this isn't the end? But you've circled round and round again. Falling's easy, it's the landing that's harder, maybe. Getting up that's harder, maybe. Getting up is easy, but the first steps are hard.
This is Dara from the All Day Breakfast String Band, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Once I was out walking under the stars and moon one night, and I was awful worried about the future looking bright. For teenagers don't have too many places to call their very own. So when they land a rocket, I hope there'll be a jukebox on the moon, with beautiful music flowing from the jukebox soft and low. When they build those two-seat rockets, two in love can go. Play the jukebox on the moon. Oh, they've got a jukebox on the moon. 'Cause if they've got a jukebox on the moon, I'll be going there and soon play the jukebox on the moon. It's two. 'Cause if they've got a rocket that sits two, I'll be blasting off with you. Play the jukebox on the moon. Leave when the moon is shining bright. Rock and roll all night. When we hear our favorite tune, play the jukebox on the moon. Just a teenage paradise. Everything up there will be real nice. Their favorite tune, play the jukebox on the moon. And if you promise to be mine, the juke will play without a dime. Play the jukebox on the moon. Play the jukebox on the moon. Play the jukebox on the moon.
Time flies when you're having fun. It's already almost time for a mid-show station break. What you're listening to now for a musical bed is a band from Chicago called Logical Fled, a Celtic band, and you're listening to MacArthur Road from their new record just called Logical Fled. Yeah. All right, what'd you hear in that last set of music? Well, Woody picked out the Steel Wheels doing Water's Edge from their 2013 record, No More Rain, and then I picked some songs out. The first one was Jim Patton and Sherry Brocas, Learning to Fall, from their 2019 collection, from some of their early work, just called Collection 2008 through 2018. Then you heard from the Scatterlings, Falling's Easy, from their 2019 record, Being Human. Then we went back to about 1990 for my old band, the Plywood Cattle Company, doing Gray Cat on a Tennessee Farm. And that's from a demo cassette that we recorded back in 1990. George Hune on the fiddle, Andy Andrews on the banjo, yours truly on the guitar, and Al Walton on the washtub bass. And then I played an oddity for you. Ginny Millay doing Jukebox on the Moon, the acoustic version of it. That was a single that came out in 1959 on the Trip Universal label. All right, you stick around because we'll be back with more great music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or The Roots Program. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here comes part two of the program. That's going to start off with one of my favorites from Maine folk singer Gordon Bach, The Bay of Fundy.
All you Maine men, proud and young, when you run your easting down, don't go down the Fundy Bay. She'll wear your time away. Fundy's long and Fundy's wide, Fundy's fog and rain and tide. Never see the sun or sky, just the green wave going by. Sable's horn blows all day long. Wonder why, wonder why. Oh, you know I'd rather ride the Grenfell Strait or the Breton Tide. spend my days on the Labrador and never see old Fundy shore. All my days on the Labrador and never see old Fundy shore. Cape Sable's horn blows all day long. Wonder why? Wonder why? Give her staysail, give her main in the darkness and the rain. I don't mind the wet and cold. Just don't like the growing old. I don't mind the wet and cold. I just don't like the growing old. Cape Sable's horn blows all day long. Wonder why. I don't want this foggy wave to be my far and lonely grave. I don't want this foggy wave to be my far and lonely grave. Cape Sable's horn blows all day long. Wonder Breton's bow.